to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
When the church in Corinth gathered, it should have been a time of encouragement. Instead, it was chaos. Paul tells them their assemblies were doing more harm than good. In the next four chapters, Paul pounces on the problems that were popping up in their public meetings. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 deals with their flippancy toward the Lord's Supper and their disregard for male and female roles within the church. Paul tells us that in the church and in the home, the man is to be the head and the woman is to be submissive. I know that's out of fashion, but you can either believe the Bible or reject it. That's up to you. Apparently, some Corinthian sisters were praying in public without wearing the customary veil. Paul is not teaching that women today must wear a veil to pray. All he's saying is that a Christian woman should be aware of how her society will interpret her actions. She should respect the customs of her culture and be certain her actions demonstrate a submissive spirit. The early church had a custom of coming together for a huge potluck. They would eat together, then participate in communion. But for many of the Corinthians, this potluck had become a pig out. Their service had turned selfish. What was intended as a time for sharing had become a time of stuffing. Paul rebukes this attitude, and he warns them about the dangers of irreverence.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.